This is Earth and Sky for Tuesday, May 4th. The sun goes down and the moon comes up at almost exactly the same time this evening. That's true of every full moon.
Every full moon is opposite the sun. We on Earth, in between the sun and moon, see the moon's fully lighted half, or day side. That's why a full moon looks full. But the Earth, sun, and moon aren't always exactly lined up on the night of full moon. When they are, we on Earth see a lunar eclipse, and that's what's happening tonight for observers in Earth's eastern hemisphere. At the instant of greatest eclipse, the moon will be at its highest point in the sky for people in Madagascar.
A lunar eclipse is a play of shadows on the moon. Tonight, because the Earth, sun, and moon are lined up, Earth's shadow brushes the moon's face. Earth's shadow will creep slowly across the face of the bright full moon. Then the shadow will cover the moon completely, and the moon will be in total eclipse for 1 hour, 16 minutes.
There will be 4 eclipses this year, 2 total lunar eclipses, and 2 partial solar eclipses. People in North America won't see tonight's eclipse, but we'll see the one in October of this year. For a chart showing stars near the moon tonight, come to earthsky.org.
Thanks today to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.